Ancient Warfare. The Sea Peoples, Part 4, The Shekelish and the Ekwash. Now the Shekelish, although one of the most obscure of the Sea Peoples groups, certainly played a very important role in the military conquests of the Sea Peoples Coalition. They are only mentioned in passing in the ancient texts, such as the Annals of Rameses III from Mindanet Habu, and the Ugaritic texts as well. The Shekelish are also mentioned in the Qam el-Ahara Stele from the reign of Menphertah. The Shekelish officially make an appearance attacking Egypt around 1220 BC and then invading Egypt's delta in 1186 to 1184 BC. One of the earliest recalls them in the early reign of Pharaoh Menphertah when he confronted a Libyan invasion. He did not face just one hostile tribe, but actually an alliance of sea people groups, including the Meshwash from Kos, the Lycians, the Shurdan, the Terensians, and the Shekelish, all assisted in the fight against the Egyptians. When the two armies met, Menphertah records his army killed 9,000 members of the Sea People's Coalition, including 222 Shekelish warriors. Years later, Ramses III would claim he completely destroyed the Sea Peoples. At least, he claims he did. Among the other groups that the Shekelish stand out because they wore a cloth headdress and they had a medallion on their breasts. They carried two spears and a round shield. The Shekelish place of origin has been considered to be three areas. Sagalos in Pisidia, southeastern Sicily, and other sources say that the Sicoloi were not the original inhabitants of Sicily, but migrated there from Italy. In the 8th century BC, Greek colonists on Sicily came across a group of people known as the Shekels, who they believed had come to Italy after the Trojan War. So then we get to our next group, which is the Ekwash, which the Egyptians pronounce as Kewas. Scholars generally accept that the name Ekwash or Akwash is the Egyptian equivalent to Akian and Ayanyawa in Hittite texts, so forming another group of Bronze Age Greeks amongst the Sea Peoples. An inscription at Karnak lists Menphertah's killing, 1213 Ekwash casualties in his 1207 BC campaign. They were the largest group amongst the Sea Peoples and formed the core of this force. The Karnak inscriptions clearly imply that the Ekwash or Akwash were circumcised. Now, this is very unusual since most scholars do not believe that Bronze Age Greeks were circumcised. But unless we can time travel, no one's really going to know for sure. It is certainly possible that the Ekwash were Achaeans, but which ones? Not only were the Achaeans on mainland Greece, but also in Crete, the island of Cyprus, the island of Rhodes, and along the Anatolian coast, which quite frankly, if you look at classical Greece, you'll find city-states on Crete, Cyprus, Rhodes, and of course, all of the sister cities along the Anatolian coast. So it's not a surprise that you would find them after this collapse period. Now, as far as Cyprus is concerned, it is possible that at the time when the major Achaean center in the Peloponnesus, when they were destroyed or abandoned, such as Mycenae, the fortified settlements at Ma Paleocastro and Hala Sultan Teki near Larnaca, and especially Ancomi, were considered or constructed or recolonized by people from both the Greek mainland and Crete, because the Pelasgians come from Crete, who may have brought the Anatolians with them. The refugees may have settled near the major cities in Cyprus, which were well known throughout their early trading connections. The new arrivals would gradually expand into these centers. The new wave of immigrants brought with them the so-called Mycenaean 3 C1 pottery style, which is found at all the major late Bronze Age centers in Cyprus. The same pottery is also found in the first Pelasgian settlements in the Levant, and as well as the Fertile Crescent. Legends preserved by the Greeks remember close contacts with the Lucca or the Lycians. They would be on the, again, on the coast of Asia Minor or Anatolia as well. So, you know, it's a little confused, but then again, we don't, this is a confused period of history that we've been looking at. Just to have this information is important enough as it is. The sources for this are the Sea Peoples of the Bronze Age Mediterranean, 1400 to 1000 BC, by D'Amato and Silbert. The People of the Sea, Search for the Philistines, by Dothan and Dothan. The Philistines and Other Sea Peoples in Text and Archaeology, by Killebrew and Lehman. And the Collapse of the Bronze Age, The Story of Greece, Troy, Egypt, and the Peoples of the Sea, by Robbins. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs, and thank you very much.